Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. In studio with us is Fort Riley Garrison Commander John Lawrence. I'm Brady Bowman. Again, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. As we learned that Colonel Lawrence will be retiring at the end of this year. We'll have the official ceremony in July. And July 13th will be the change of command ceremony, where Colonel Schrader will be coming in to be the new Fort Riley Garrison Commander. And, you know, with being a Garrison Commander, looking back as your tenure, what are some of the highlights for you?
There has been so many over the past 2 years. A lot of those have to do with the partnerships. One of the biggest things we've done up on Fort Riley is we are creating readiness, and we're doing that through infrastructure. So we've put in the privatization of our electrical grid, also our water grid, and currently we're working on privatizing gas as well. That brings jobs into the region, and it also brings Fort Riley's infrastructure up to the standards we expect of a community of today. We've also worked with an energy-saving performance contract. That's a savings of about $37 million. So those are all huge projects that I'm very proud of, and very proud of my Department of Public Works. But then you look at things such as our full-scale exercise, where we had 87 Flint Hills regional partners participating in that full-scale exercise, where we simulated a natural disaster. Basically, a tornado came through Fort Riley. Working with our partners, we got to link each other and help each other understand what the actions we would take. Then you look at, you know, the K-State partnerships that we have. We have interns working on Fort Riley right now, and we've got a lot of intellectual capital. And then you look across the entire Flint Hills region, my ability to work with both mayors from both Junction City and Manhattan, the support I've gotten from the community. We were just talking about my job is pretty much like a city manager's job, and I've got people like Ron Fear, Alan Dinkle, giving me mentorship on how to run a city, because Fort Riley in itself is a city of about 28,000. So all those things just lead to a better Fort Riley, a better relationship with the community, and that's one of the biggest things we looked at was the transparency with the community. You've had people come in into your station and talk to you about when we're going to do the major training exercises. And we just completed the biggest one Fort Riley's done ever that we're aware of. And that included also a bridge crossing that hadn't been done since 1982. And with that, all these things just add to the accomplishments that the civilians that work up there and that are under my leadership, as well as the soldiers, are doing on Fort Riley.
Very good. And, you know, real quick, and this is kind of a two-parter, but first, when we're talking about the Garrison Commander, what are the big duties there that's maybe different from the commanding general?
With my job, I look at the infrastructure of the post. I looked at running daily operations, fire department, police department, Department of Public Works, Parks and Recreation Division. The senior mission commander also has overview of that, but he shouldn't have to focus on that. His main focus, and General Koleszewski, as he's come on board, his main focus begins with readiness and training our soldiers to do the nation's bidding. So I take that pressure off of him in trying to run an installation, and that allows him to effectively lead our soldiers where they need to go in terms of readiness. While I am focusing on day-to-day operations, I'm looking at family, housing, things of that nature. So it's different. However, the senior mission commander still has oversight with me, and we talk about where I see Fort Riley going and where he wants Fort Riley to go.
What's some of the biggest advice you're going to have for Colonel Schrader when he assumes command of Garrison?
I think the biggest advice is to continue the relationships that we have nurtured throughout my change of command. As I move forward and have talked to people, business owners, Chamber of Commerce's, the mayors, the city managers, the county commissioners, city commissioners, I feel that is our strongest ally going forward, because As we move together, it has to be together. We're all challenged by fiscal issues. Recently, we just signed an intergovernmental support agreement with the city of Manhattan, saving both the city and Fort Riley a lot of money. So we need to continue those partnerships and continue to nurture and respect those relationships as we move forward. Because I have been in the Army, as I said, 35 years, and I have never seen the support I've gotten from anywhere like I have in the Flint Hills region.
You mentioned a lot about togetherness and kind of like sharing the same goals and those things. You know, just kind of looking at the, and I've been thinking about this question since I knew you were going to be on, looking at the country right now, a lot of divisiveness in the country right now. What is it that the country can learn from not just Fort Riley, but maybe just the military overall as far as finding ways to come together on that one goal? Because I'm sure the military and troops in your command and folks that you work with, not everybody agrees on everything, even at the, in the military level, but everybody finds a way to get together on that same mission. What are the lessons that the country can just take with that, in your opinion?
In my opinion, it would be respecting others' opinions, because there's always another story or another side to the story that someone else is looking at it from a different perspective. And we don't all have to agree on the same thing. And there's no reason to agree, because disagreement is not disrespect. But you have to respect that other person's opinion and their thoughts on the matter as well. And then whether you disagree to disagree, that's fine. But the bottom line comes down to is the respect and treating people with dignity and that respect.
Because that's the way, that's how the military functions, right? Because, again, not everybody agrees with each other all the time, but you make it work.
No. You can have the disagreements, but at the end of the day, you need to come together, collaborate, be transparent, and move forward. Because you never want to sit stagnant. You always want to be moving forward. And sometimes that, involves, basically just coming together and giving a little bit, and everyone gives a little bit, but you want to move forward. And to do that, you need that collaboration.
And again, that going back to just respecting each other is always...
That's it, exactly. It comes down to that.
Here with Colonel John Lawrence, he's the Fort Riley Garrison Commander. He's going to have a change of command and retirement ceremony on July 13th. That'll be on post at Fort Riley. And we just got about 3 minutes left. Time is flying by.
It is.
How are those emotions going to be on July 13th for you when you at that ceremony and really kind of just taking all that in?
I think for me, it's going to be bittersweet. The things I've done in my Army career, you can never replicate those. You can never fully imagine what you've done over that time period. But at the same time, I'm looking forward to the challenges and the opportunities outside the military, because as a military soldier, you always have the memories, you always have the friendships, and whether it's right down the road or in Europe, we talked about it. I've got friends that are in Afghanistan right now, not U.S. soldiers, but Afghani soldiers, and those memories actually take you forward because you've made a lot of relationships. And one of the biggest things that I've always been taught is that relationships matter. And that's what I'll remember about the military. But as I move forward, I am very excited about the new challenge of doing something new and continuing to move forward, in a different manner.
And do you still keep in touch with some of those friends in Afghanistan?
I actually do, yes. And they are very excited about the military support that we provide. And again, they're moving forward as well. They are not remaining stagnant. And that military is working very hard to take over back their country.
And that's a special, just to have those sort of friendships from all over the world, I'm sure that's a special thing for you.
It is, and it will, memories for a lifetime.
Very good. Well, Colonel John Lawrence, thanks so much for coming on. I hope, you know, come on back sometime, even when you're done. Come on back sometime.
Okay, Brady, I will, and I thank you again for inviting me in.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. All right. That's Colonel John Lawrence, the Fort Riley Garrison Commander. If you missed any of today's show, it'll be on demand on our website at newsradiokman.com a little later today. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
And might I add, on behalf of a grateful community and country, thank you for your service. Look forward to having you being an active part in our community. Keeping our fingers crossed. Tomorrow on In Focus, folks from USD 383, SO, also Flint Hills Christian School and Manhattan Catholic Schools will be represented. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick at the game this afternoon, all coming up.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve Kaif, and a big win for President Trump at the U.S. Supreme Court. Wow, he says.